organization.
Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang told the African Union that Beijing's new leaders want greater cooperation on trade and closer consultation on international affairs with the growth of Africa's influence abroad. Ethiopian Prime Minister and African Union Chairman Haile Mariam Desalegn says China is a reliable partner for Africa.
It is encouraging to note that some of our friends and partners have given priority to infrastructure development in Africa in terms of their strategic partnership with our continent. In this regard, I wish to take this opportunity to express my deepest appreciation to China for investing billions of this sector to assist us in our development endeavors.
Without mentioning China by name, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he's concerned some countries are not as transparent in Africa as the United States, and that could undermine democracy. But he admits U.S. investment here is falling behind. Center for Strategic and International Studies Africa Director Jennifer Cook says budget cuts mean the Obama administration has to do more with less in Africa.
There's an opportunity to say, look, we're back and we're prepared to engage at a different level, in different ways than we have in the past, but in a much more positive way.
That means leading with the private sector.
Those kinds of commercial investment relationships really are much more partnerships of equals in some way. And you know, for the United States not to be looking at Africa as kind of the, you know, conflict, disease, and hunger, but also as a place where partnerships are possible.
On Mali, African leaders discussed a regional intervention force against Al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorists in the north as French troops there withdraw. French President François Hollande.
La France se situe en parfaite cohérence avec les orientations définies.
I consider that it is up to Africans themselves to ensure the security of Africa. But France is ready to work with Africans to give African armies the means to respond to all aggressions.
With West African ECOWAS troops arriving to support Malian forces, Cook says international assistance is critical.
As the ECOWAS forces deploy to those northern cities and try to hold the northern cities in Mali against Ansar Dine and AQIM, there is a need for more specialized training in counterinsurgency, in connecting with communities and intelligence gathering.
President Hollande says terrorism, trafficking, and piracy in Africa are global issues that must be fought together. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Addis Ababa.